So, when I was in high school, in my gym class, it was probably my sophomore, junior year, I shared a locker room. I was in a locker room with a bunch of my other classmates, and there was this jerk in my class, and I can't remember his name because I blocked it out. This jerk in my class used to harass me all the time, called me girl, and never called me fag, because I don't think that he was brave enough to say that, but would call me girl and stuff because I was very androgynous looking as a child. Well, in my locker room, there was also this other guy by the name of John O'Malley, and he was the freshman quarterback. I know, lucky bastard. And one day, I was in a situation with this jerk, the other guy, who was harassing me one day, and John O'Malley, I probably shouldn't say his name, but it's already too late, he came up and came to my defense and told the guy to basically screw off and leave me alone. And at that point, I kind of idolized and immortalized this guy, John. Okay, so up until that point, I'd always worn, like, basic, like, not jockey, but, like, Hanes white briefs. It was really unattractive and really no shape to it whatsoever. But John, for some reason, had started wearing these, like, nylon, like, Speedo-style underwear that I had never seen before. I didn't realize underwear like that existed. And after that incident in which he sort of defended me, I kind of, in making up a superhero in my head, started becoming fascinated with, like, really cool underwear. Because I thought, well, if that fucker can do it, then I can probably do it as well. So that's kind of how my obsession with underwear started. I must have been, like, 15 or 16, I guess. Yeah, 15 or 16.